listening to Real Talk on RCR, Reality Check Radio.
You're on Reality Check Radio. It's Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. It's so lovely to have you along. Ah, it's so great to be back. Remember, you can send me a text at 2057, email me at inbox@realitycheck.radio. Have you been following the Polkinghorne murder trial? I have a bit. I don't know if she was murdered or she committed suicide. The jury have yet to go away to make the decision and reach a conclusion. But even then, whatever they decide, I'll still have a question mark. But I can't quite understand our legacy news media making such a meal of it. It disgusts me, this poor woman who is not here to defend herself, who is dead, either by her own hand or someone else's. Either way, she met a terrible fate. And to be honest, she seemed a lovely woman. And I can't stand that she's being besmirched. Not only is she being besmirched, but you get a sense that the media are sort of reveling in it. Is it because we click on it and therefore reward them? I myself read it and then feel dirty, like a voyeur or prying or staring through a window into someone's very private life, things that I don't need to know, and things that Mrs. Polkinghorne would be horrified that I know and everyone else knows, because we do have private lives, and her private life is now splashed across our newspapers, I'm guessing TV, and I'm guessing radio. How horrified would she be? And why? We could report the trial without the gory bits of her private life, I'm sure. Or with a bit of respect to her and her family and her friends. She's dead. So, there's no justice for her in this, because most of us never knew her. And now we all know the sordid details of her most private and intimate parts of her life, or think we do, because, of course, it's a trial. And the defence and the Crown are doing their best efforts to make a point. I don't think, if we're fair, any of our lives would stand that sort of scrutiny, trolling through our emails, our text messages, our most intimate conversations with friends, family, put into a courtroom, written up in a newspaper. I know mine wouldn't. people would be horrified to see it in cold print. There's only been one perfect man on earth. The rest of us have all fallen short. And the best of us strive to do better and be better and to be worthy of him. Is there in us something of a mob mentality about this? This outwardly successful lady, beautiful, composed, well-presented, successful in her career, lovely house, nice holidays. And we're all around her in her death, pointing, see, not such a great life after all. Can't take pleasure in that. When we attend a funeral, we remember the best of people, the best that they were, the great things they did, their great generosity. We don't mention where they fell a little short, or dwell on them, or talk about nothing else. No, because we're respectful. We're respectful of the dead, and we're respectful of the living that loved them. But not here. Not with poor Mrs. Pockinghorn. Don't you think that we can handle this better? But of course our legacy media are incapable of it. I damn them to hell for what they're doing to her and her memory. Damn them to hell. It's terrible. I see that woman, I see her picture. She doesn't deserve this. Of all the people, she's the innocent party in this. I can't see how it helps. Maybe in the courtroom, they can help the trial. But surely a judge at a common decency would say you can't report these intimate bits, these sordid bits of a life, what goes on. The public don't need to know this. Or, out of common decency and respect for their readers, the legacy media just actually report the bare bones without dwelling on the sordid bits of her life. And of course, we're seeing it again now. Former cabinet minister Ozzie Malcolm died. Elderly man died. Big career, big achievements, and day after day, the Herald, which is what I read the headlines of, is cracking on about allegations that he abused children 40 over years ago. We don't know whether he did or he didn't. Nor does the Herald, nor did the media. But they're reporting it. And why now? Didn't see the reports when he was alive, when he could defend himself. But once he's dead, away they go like pack hounds. His poor family and friends. And poor Ozzie Malcolm if he's innocent. And of course we'll never know Of course, if they are victims of sexual abuse, our heart goes out to them and we want to have justice. But the New Zealand Herald doesn't dispense justice. That's for the courts, as best as they're able to. But you see, the legacy media now appoint themselves as judge, jury, and executioner. And even in death, they're executing Ozzie Malcolm. I regard them as gutless cowards. They didn't believe the strength of the stories to run them while he was alive because they would be sued for defamation. But you can't defame a dead person, as I understand the law. And so they're safe. And they can run their headlines and run their stories and run their allegations. I haven't read these stories. Again, because of that great feeling of unease that you get when you're reading something that you really shouldn't see or know about a person or can't get to the bottom of. You're on Rally Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Send me text 2057, email me inbox at rallycheck.radio.
Right now, free speech is under heavy attack in New Zealand and overseas, with governments constantly devising new ways to enforce censorship. To make sure you never miss the critical news and breaking stories you rely on, join the RCR mailing list today. Get connected now at realitycheck.radio/email.